This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good, brother. What's happening with you?
Bro, we are busy. We are busy, busy, busy. Obviously, plenty of sports going on. Caps, top of the list, headed to second round. First game's tomorrow night. We're going to talk a ton of Caps.
Yep.
Nats are playing. Got Commanders rookie mini camp this week. So not maybe not every Monday, but most Mondays I go over to Channel 4 in the afternoon and I do this four things, right? Where I kind of lay out the sports week ahead. And last night we had a plan. We had things laid out for the sports week ahead, Brian. It was going to be three Caps thing and then rookie mini camp because there's obviously a lot of excitement that Gabe Taylor will be there. Sean Taylor's younger brother.
Yep.
And I don't know, about 9 o'clock last night, everything changed. That's the business we are in. News broke. Shout out to Axios. They're breaking all this news. I'm not a frequent Axios reader. Although we've had the young lady that's like a lifestyle reporter from Axios on a bunch of times. That the NFL draft's coming to town in 2027. So the boys' text thread lit up. We're all saying various things. And then B just responded a little later and just dropped the hammer. I told you 2027 was a go.
I've said it for weeks and months now. It's like some things I know it's a lot of grandstanding in politics. I know that. But this thing they gotten word a long time ago. And it's a great move now, but you better believe this is a locomotive now. Anybody else in the way, you're going to get ran over. That's all I'll tell you.
Totally. So if you've missed the news, and this is reportable by like a dozen outlets, Axios broke it, so I'm crediting them. There's an announcement scheduled today that the president, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, and Commanders owner Josh Harris will all be at the White House to announce that the 2027 NFL draft is coming to town. I think it's awesome. I've talked to people with the league about this. They've wanted this for some time. At various moments, it's been close. Now, there were some, like, hurdles with the National Park Service that, like, actually runs the land over that the National Mall is on. I think those were kind of fake hurdles. I think the real hurdle was, are we going to be able to get this stadium deal done? I think call me crazy if you want. I don't think this announcement with the president, the mayor, and the team owner at the White House happens unless there is a real feeling of positivity surrounding RFK Stadium.
100%. 100%. But listen, I've said it ever since they've given D.C. control over the land. And you pointed out last week, After you finish reading, they're giving them permission. Then they start talking about, they have line items, okay?
Right.
Number one item was what?
Stadium revitalization. Right.
So listen, I understand what people say because you know what? You have to put yourself in a position as if I was working for you. I don't think it ever gets that 100-0 vote if it didn't go how they wanted it to go.
Totally.
So let's be real. Yes, the stadium, and people look at that, but it's not just the stadium. It's going to be all kind of stuff around it, and also it's going to be bringing income into the city that needs it.
Totally. So what we know, the only thing we know that the president has a 1 o'clock announcement scheduled. Widely reported that's going to be about the draft coming to town. Imagine, I mean, dude, I don't mean any offense to Green Bay. Right, mm-hmm. I know a lot of Sconnies. Wisconsin people are great.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay is cool because of the nostalgia and the tradition. Yeah. But like, even those visuals, like it's just a bunch of people in a parking lot. Like, yeah. It's not that cool. The visuals of Nashville going down Broadway was really cool.
Yeah,
the visual. I don't say a ton of nice things about Philadelphia, but mark this down because I'm going to. The visuals of the draft in Philadelphia, where everything led up to, is it the art museum that's on the river?
Yeah.
With the steps and everything. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really neat scene. And I think this draft with the National Mall will be most reflective of that one in Philly, where you have these huge open, I mean, like grand design, centuries old vistas and open areas. I don't know exactly where they'll put the stage. I would think it would be down towards the Lincoln Memorial. And then you just have people. I guess you got the reflecting pool right there. Maybe you want it up by. Well,
towards the Capitol. And
towards the Capitol,
all that
and
stuff
let people
behind
go
it.
That way.
Yeah. It's
they'll sort it out. And
they'll figure it out.
I mean, hell, maybe this might sound ridiculous, but maybe you just set it up like inauguration. Right? Inauguration's used to hosting.
I've been to
a lot of people.
I've been to a lot of different things on the mall, and normally the focal point is closer to the Capitol down that way.
So I feel like protests have generally been on the other end. Like if you think about MLK, he was standing in front of Lincoln, right? Like mm-hmm. the famous I Have a Dream speech. But the stuff that is being celebrated tends to be closer to the Capitol. They got mm-hmm. options either
way.
I think... White Brian, I think you looked this up for me last week. Give me the economic impact of some of these drafts on the city. Here's all I know is, I think easily estimate, I mean, there was once a million man march, right?
Yeah.
And whether it was a million or 900 or 1.1 million, that's a lot of damn people.
Yeah.
I remember the first Obama inauguration in, I guess that was 09, right? Like January of 09, because he won in 08. That's when I lived in Northeast, and it was pandemonium.
Yes.
Yo, bars stayed open all night. I went and saw drive-by truckers on K Street with like 9 people there because some lobbying firm hired them. Like that was a wild time to be in D.C. But, I mean, that was – did you go to that inauguration? That had to be the coldest one ever, no. At least of my lifetime.
It was freezing, absolute freezing.
Freezing, and – still, despite the weather, it was packed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying the NFL.
They had more than a million man march.
You think?
Yes. I was at that one.
I was not at that one. I was at Obama's inauguration. But when was the million man march? Early 90s?
Yeah.
90, 92-ish, something like that?
It was after 92 because Norv Turner was the coach here.
Okay.
We basically told him we're going to the million man march. We're not going to be practicing that day.
Was it there? Well, I thought it was in the fall. I thought it was in the spring.
He was trying to make us be there. We're like, no, we're going.
Okay,
we're going where we're gonna be.
Again, those are significant political historic moments. This is the NFL draft. We're not trying to compare clearly apples to oranges, but the interest level in the NFL. Thank you, Jeffrey. Is so significant, and this lowers the barrier to entry. So. Highly, B. Mitch, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
What did Jeff give you? So, take you behind the curtain. Landfill just printed a bunch of stuff.
See?
Jeff brought it in. Jeff just gave me two caps reads and zero show sheets. There he is, my guy. Thanks, Jeff. Now, do I need to give one of these caps reads to B-Mitch? There you go, buddy. We're off and running on a Monday morning.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But, B... The NFL draft has so much interest in it.
Yeah.
There is, best I can tell, and maybe this has changed, but I know when I was in Philly, it was free. You just rolled up. Now I'm sure there's VIP areas.
Yeah, VIP area, you're going to probably have to get credentials or you're going to have to have some clout.
Sure. But like, to my understanding, it's free. You just got to show up. And they'll be selling food and beer and whatever else. But like, if you got the NFL, which has the most interest of anything in our country, and free, and think about the size within about a four-hour drive from here, Brian. Mm-hmm. You got Norfolk, Virginia Beach, that whole area. Raleigh, Durham's about 4 hours. You could probably, Greensboro maybe is five. Philly, Baltimore.
Yeah.
How far is Pittsburgh? 4 or 5 hours? Like, the amount of people that are going to come to this thing.
Don't worry about it, Jay. You got three different airports that are very close. People are going to fly from other places, not just driving places.
Sure. This is going to pack every hotel, pack every bar, pack every restaurant. Every Uber is going to be busy all weekend. Every hot dog truck, like every taco truck, whatever it is. This is a massive economic boom at a time where the city could use it. And granted, it's 2 years away, but that ain't that far. Hell, it's less than 2 years away. Yeah. It's 23 months away, you know, like that's a big deal. I don't think there's any accident about it because I think, frankly, since the Harris Rails team has taken over, there have been no accidents. There have been no accidents, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's really exciting. I'm going to give you kind of run a show of the day because we got a lot going on. At 10:30, we have a Carolina Hurricanes reporter, Luke DeCock, is going to join us. We need to know what we need to know about Carolina because they dispatched Jersey really easy, but Jersey kind of stinks. We know Shane Gotts to be here, and we know about Aho. So we're going to figure the rest of it out. Luke DeCock joins us in just a few minutes. Then we're going to try to go around the NFC East throughout the week and just see what those teams have done in the draft and kind of where they stack up. Dave Zangaro, our buddy that covers the Eagles, is going to join us at 11:30. We need some Nats catch-up in our lives.
Yeah.
Not catch-up, but catch-up. Mark Zuckerman will join us for Masson. Then at 1 o'clock, we expect this announcement to come down. We're going to try to play that live if we're able to. And after that, we're going to open the phone lines up. Because I imagine a lot of people have a lot to say about the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, We had David Aldridge on last week talking about RFK, and it was a great conversation.
Yeah.
And DA pointed out some real questions that need to be asked, and I think that's fair. The draft, I don't think there's any questions. I imagine the NFL covers the infrastructure and all.
Somewhat.
Like, there's not a lot of, maybe they put, you know how like the Super Bowl host committee has to put up a bunch of stuff to get a Super Bowl? Maybe there's something like that for D.C., but that just seems like an easy
draft
win.
Host committee probably are the Commanders owners and Roger Goodell.
Right.
Be honest
right.
with you. But what it
and
is,
like
is
Marriott, because every Marriott's about
I
to be
I believe
full.
This is an entity that probably wouldn't be coming here without the other stuff.
Right.
No one would be discussing it, and I think a lot of people that have questions, and you're rightfully so, you may need to start giving them a little bit more rope instead of just like jumping at everything, because they seem to have the ears of multiple people that make great decisions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the previous owner did not have that by no stretch of the imagination. These guys seem to have it.
Obviously. I mean, the room, we try to be apolitical on this show. There's so much politics in this town, and the vast majority of it is so ugly that I really try to just steer away from it. But think about Muriel Bowser and Donald Trump and the dude that's kind of bringing them together. Because those two, I would say, are pretty opposed ideologically.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Harris shows up. Hey, let's all hang out, make a quick announcement, bring the draft to town, and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it really, really fascinating what this ownership group has been able to put together. Did get this, I'm not trying to pretend as breaking news, right? Did get some interesting news from Ashburn right at the top of our show. Maybe they dropped it for our show, News Ferry. We got rookie numbers.
Or numbers.
Yeah. The draft class, we know what numbers they're going to wear. I'll go in order of pick. Josh Connerly Jr., 72.
All right.
72 is a good number for a tackle.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Cornerback, Trey Amos, 23.
Mm.
I like that a lot. One, I'm an MJ Mark. Two, I think 23 is a good number for a corner. I also like corners wearing still kind of traditional corner numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not mad at Mikey for wearing different. Like, the whole number world has changed significantly. All right. What number do you think Jalen Lane would wear? It 0 to 20 or in the 80s, like a traditional receiver?
Well, Jay, I've seen the same thing you're looking at. So, I mean, 83.
I recognize what I'm about to say might sound stupid. I feel like a really fast guy should have a single digit. I feel like 83 seems kind of like a slow number.
Nah, man.
It seems tight endish.
No, I think you're crazy. Tight ends are normally the 89s and stuff like that. It's a lot of people that wear those numbers that are fast. They were fast. Nobody wore single-digit numbers in the past, and they were a lot of fast-ass dudes wearing them numbers. Ricky Sanders was fast as hell. Didn't he wear 83?
Yeah. Yo, also—
Santana Moss,
89?
He wore 89.
No, he said 89, but he was fast as hell with that number.
83 to me, you're right about Ricky. I owe Ricky an apology there, but it feels like a tight end number to me.
Nah, man. It's just that lately people starting to move to those numbers. Hell, James Strass was, what, 87 back in the day, I think it was? He was fast as hell.
But that's not relevant. I'm saying 83 feels like a tight end number.
Nah, just that this is you
Landfill, you with me?
You're being like the young people today. You're just deciding on what's happening today.
Jeff? J-Dogs?
Nah, not on that one, bro.
Damn. White Brian?
Well, you did start that off by saying, I might sound stupid here.
I'm just telling you, I wish 80. I'd be happier if he was 88. Like, I just, 83
hey, man,
feels like a tight end number.
He runs 4.34. That number will be fast, believe me.
linebacker Kane Medrano. This feels aggressive. 56.
I mean, this is not New York.
I get it.
So he's all right. And he runs 4.4, 4.47.
Now, that's a dude I wouldn't mind seeing the 40s.
He's a linebacker.
I know, but they all wear anything they want now.
But he'll be – the 40s numbers still look like safeties to me.
83 looks like a tight end to me.
Nah, bro.
Zero complaints with the running back.
We got to get Ricky said. I'm going to say, Ricky, JP said number 83 is a tight end number, and you were slow.
Outside of Ricky, can you think of another wideout that wore 83?
I thought
John Dotson.
I thought Al McConnell wore 83.
Did Jahan Dotson wear number one?
He wore 83.
He wears 83 at Philly.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you've got.
He's a fast guy with 83.
I'm not exactly sure that doesn't help my case.
I thought Albacano wore 83.
You know who wore 83?
Who?
Mark Bavaro. That's like as tight end gets.
Yeah, for the Giants.
Martellus Bennett, another tight end. Ricky Sanders might be the greatest receiver to ever wear 83.
And Albacano. He was fast.
Dog, you putting Albert Connell in the same category as Ricky Sanders?
I'm talking about speed, dog. You brought up speed.
But that was also back when receivers all had to be in the 80s.
Still.
Chase Claypool, another tight end. I'm trying to find, I think Ricky
Claypool is not a tight end. Claypool's a receiver. He's just tall.
Big. Because that number slows him down.
And he can run.
Wes Welker.
And he damn sure not big.
Sure.
He's miniature.
Little slot guy. I think Ricky Sanders, I'm trying to do this research on the fly, so forgive me to those I may be ignoring. I think Ricky Sanders might be the greatest 83 of all time, like in NFL history. Maybe I'm missing somebody. I've only made it through the G's. Brian Hartline, he's a really good coach. I don't know, B. You let Ricky know that I'm properly crediting him. Both Rocket Ismail and Missile Ismail wore 83. Those dudes were fast.
And neither one of those guys were slow.
Did Andre Reed wear 83? Andre Reed wore 83. He was a hell of a player. All right, 83 it is.
Well, Bavaro supposedly wore 89.
Well, then.
Him and Santana Moss, they about the same speed, huh? No, I'm joking.
No.
Tanner could fly.
I think Bavaro wore. I guess Bavaro wore 83 in Cleveland. Everybody thinks of him as a Giant wearing 89. That was number talk. The NFL draft's coming to town. And when we return, we're going to talk some Caps hockey. Big, big series starts tomorrow night. Capital One Arena. That place is going to be rocking. That place is going to be insanely loud.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.